Competing ideas over a 4.5-mile trail between the town of Stanley and Red Fish Lake have led to lawsuits and now harassment from a low-flying helicopter as construction begins. Troy Oppie reports.
The Stanley to Redfish Trail has been years in the making. Taxpayers paid more than $500,000 to previous owners for the land, now an easement across private property. Steve Batai is mayor of Stanley.
It is a hot-button issue because people have been waiting 15 years for this trail to actually happen.
Boise residents David Boren and Lynn Arnon bought the private property the trail splits in 2016. They've lost multiple lawsuits against the project. Only one remains undecided. Court documents show construction workers laying the trail June 21st reported a low-flying helicopter harassing them, and people in the helicopter made their intent known with an obscene gesture. The filing shows the helicopter is owned by the landowner's brother, Michael Boren. Mayor Batai says most folks there were outraged by the incident.
What were they trying to accomplish? Didn't they realize that they were endangering people flying that close to the ground and that close to the workers? That's been pretty much the reaction that I've heard.
Monday, Judge Candy Dale denied a government request for a restraining order following the helicopter incident, writing that it wasn't warranted. The landowner's most recent lawsuit against the trail project remains ongoing in Idaho's district court. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.